You good? Okay. But are we good? Are we good, though?
No. We as me and you?
Are we good?
We got beef.
Oh, we got beef?
No, are we good?
That's it. I got the cobra. He's got the law.
Yeah.
There's the intro.
Welcome to LA Records.
Records, and I got the Cobra
law, yeah, Cobra Records, Law Records. It's gonna be great.
Come on. Everybody needs to do it one time. Hello! Hello. Uncle Leo! Hello!
Hello.
Hello. New
Hello.
Intro.
Oh, God. Hello!
Hello! And welcome to the Terradrome, the podcast by the guys who podcast like it might be their last podcast. Why? Because the way Bo's drinking, it just might be. What's going on, everybody? How are you guys tonight?
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, buddy. And don't adjust your, you don't have to go back and double check your podcast because you saw an, you heard an unfamiliar voice. That's because this evening we have the first Cobra Law Records guest. We thought with episode 10, we should bring you guys something really special. And that specialness is a guest named Frogman. Frogman, how's it going, brother?
Yo!
Pretty good, bro. Thank you for having me on the show, man. I'm very excited to be here. Big
Shouldn't
fan.
You be thanking us, not just thanking him?
You know. Well, you know. Thank you, bro. Oh,
yeah. Welcome to the podcast. It makes you feel so uncomfortable that you would never want to do a podcast again.
Frogman, I just wanted the audience to hear who you were first. We'll come to you at the end of our round robins. We usually start with the madman from Macon, Bo Methius. Bo Walker, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay, I guess.
Wow, look at that nasal shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. I'm coming off of a cold.
You sound like fucking Be Real from Cypress Hill.
I ain't going out like that, man. I ain't going out like that.
So what you're telling me is I need to record all my vocals.
I knew I definitely knew MIDI would be there with the send off. MIDI.
When that ship goes down, you better be ready.
But yeah, so you got a little bit of cold, Bo? You got a little bit of cold, Bo?
Yeah, coming off a cold. Coming off a little bit of a cold.
Coming off? Sounds like you're just getting on.
Nah, man. Nah, it's my body's weird. I don't subscribe to coconut oil. Maybe I should get on the coconut oil, but I let a cold run its course. I don't really take much.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'll just kind of.
Some people say that's better. I'm not one of them, but I've heard that.
Yeah.
You know what the best thing for a cold for is Flexol 54.
All over my head.
And on your cock and your shit. Yeah.
All over your penis.
Listen, all over your penis. Bo, you also didn't use Q-tips, so the fact that you let a cold run its course without antibiotics is not surprising, my friend.
No.
Hey, yeah, guys, anybody that's listening, we're referencing old shows.
Yeah. Go back.
Painting a very clean picture of myself.
I like it.
I don't know if you're going to mention it, Bo, so I am. You got some new ink recently, right?
Yeah, man.
Tell everybody who doesn't know. A little bit about some of the tattoos that you've got going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got a bunch of tattoos. I didn't start getting tattooed until I was 27, which I feel like was waiting kind of later than a lot of people maybe.
Was the first tattoo you got said the plane?
Yeah.
All right. Bad joke. I'm out.
But Yeah, I've kind of slowed down, running out of canvas, as it were. But I've got this big Stranger Things thigh sleeve that I'm working on. So I've been slowly adding all these Stranger Things portraits to it. So I've got 11, Dustin, Chief Hopper, and we just added Joyce Byers, Winona Ryder, to the back side of my thigh, which
that's
sucked.
Badass.
Yeah, but they're really good. The artist is Kevin Dixon here in Macon, Cherry Street Ink. He's a super talented, really cool dude. So I got that done the day after we recorded last week's episode, man.
Dope.
That was dope. Not to dope. Interrupt you.
Surprise, surprise. Cool. I might have been a little hungover getting that tattoo, and that was not fun. I can assure you.
Let me just tell you right now. I was listening to the fucking last episode.
Oh, my God.
Wow. We were all most of us were fucked.
God almighty.
How the hell did I fight with an acronym? That's so crazy. It's like there should be a cartoon of a dust mites, like an animated cartoon of dust mites fighting with the Ackerman.
We need to animate
W3TD.
Short animated films from select.
That would
episodes.
Be great, man. Like, you know, somebody could put the like take some of the shit that we talk about, but like,
oh fuck, now we're talking about getting animated homes.
I'm
trying to get cover art.
All right,
I'm
right.
Trying to get regular cover art.
Nate,
I swear to God, if you guys get animated before I can get dope cover art, I'm furious.
Vision, man, the podcast goes crazy. We get people to subscribe to the YouTube, subscribe to the iTunes, and
yes,
then
please.
And then we have a Patreon where we could get some money from people, and then we can animate ourselves. Yeah. We can animate ourselves with some of the things that we talk on the podcast. So shout out to
Mitty. I felt like you needed to
animated guys out there that could make us happen. Hit me up.
Yes, please. Mitty, you wanted to chime in on something. I got a little buried. What's up?
I did. You know, Bo gave me an idea. I've been thinking about getting some ink and to, you know, do the whole Stranger Things. Maybe like from the back, bent over, you could have a demigorgon and the face, the opening to be your asshole. And then when you're sucking it from the back, she's a demigorgon.
There he is. Getting the catchphrase in early, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that the mini moment?
I heard that he wanted to say something 48 seconds ago.
Yeah.
And was like, fuck, you know what? Mitty's got something important to say. Stop the show. I want to hear what it is. And it was fucking a demigorgon getting sucked from the back.
Was that our mini minute?
Hashtag.
One to make it grow on.
Yeah, I like it.
It's definitely growing on something.
I like it. Dust mites, Edward. How are you, my friend, from the East Coast?
Yo. What's up, everybody? My name is Dust Mites, and here I am on Welcome to the Terror Drum with these fucking fine fucking Cobra Lob motherfuckers. Shout out to Frogman, first guest.
Yes.
Haven't noticed. We do this on Monday nights, and I do a 2.5 hour, sometimes 3 hour podcast before this.
We get it, bro. We're your side chick. We get it.
I got right. You know what? Relax. I throttled myself, and I'm only about 9 in, so it wasn't like last week where I was like 45 in.
Oh, so you saved some of yourself get sloppy seconds.
We just did a big Infinity War spoiler discussion, and it was a good show. And I am a you motherfuckers, man. I'm so fucking happy to be here, man. This is the best. That's a good part of my Monday night, unless I pass out in the chair.
That's the better part of your Monday night.
But yeah, man, awesome, man. Let's keep it going.
Hold on, real quick, buddy. I mentioned something about Bo. You were at Skull. You were at Skullfest.
Shout out to Bobby Skullface. He's a toy reviewer, Transformer, and toy reviewer on the YouTubes. If you don't know about him, just check him out. He's got a podcast called Nerd Rage Radio, where they talk about a lot of pop culture stuff. And he has another podcast called Shattercast Uncut, where it's a Transformers-based podcast with a bunch of friends. He does a great show. All of his shows are great. His opinions on stuff are very – he's the truth that we would say. When he reviews figures, he tells you
– honest to a fault.
Yeah, honest. Yeah, 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 honest.
Right. To a fault, though. Sometimes
it's a piece, it's a piece
mad.
Of shit.
People get upset, though, yeah, sometimes when you're too honest about shit.
Come on. Yeah, yeah. It's not that, yeah, that figure has a little articulation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I just paid $120 for that figure. Don't, you know.
Yeah, people don't.
Does
people,
he have his mask on the whole time?
Yeah.
Like the whole time you're there, is he wearing a mask?
Well, you know, whenever he does his skits, he does
photo ops. Photo ops. Gotta have the mask.
I want to see what's under the mask.
He does funny skits, man. His skits are killer, man. So if you like some good shit, pop culture shit, action figures, check out his channel. Check out Nerdroid Radio. Check out Shadowcast Uncut. He usually does this big gathering every year at his crib, at his home, and he invites people. And it's just the third year. Opens up his house.
That's very cool. I think that's a very, very cool thing.
Yeah, man. It was like,
especially since
there was 60 of us, easily 60 motherfuckers at the show, you know, like this year.
Especially since, you know, we've known each other for, you know, a while now, and I've seen kind of every year you go to it, and it's the first year it was like, what, dude? 10 people,
30, 12 40 people. Yeah, 20, 30 people.
Yeah, or 30 40, people, yeah. And then now it's like 40, and then it's like 60, yeah, whatever. You know?
All of a sudden,
it's very cool. It's very cool.
All of a sudden,
for his house's plumbing system.
All of a sudden, all of a sudden, it's a convention. You know what I mean? All of a sudden,
he almost has to rent a. Hey, Mitty, you're right. He almost has to rent a porta potty at this point.
Yeah, man.
Well, it was close this year. You know, usually he does the barbecue, but they did some shit this year. Like he did like a more of a Mexican, like Latin, you know, like tacos and all that shit. So he didn't have to man the grill for 5 hours because.
He had a taco. He had a taco guy.
Yeah, usually,
those
usually.
Are big out here.
Well, usually it's like in August, and he's manning the grill. It's 95 degrees, and like you know, feeding everybody. And like this year was just everything was so laid back. Like everybody just walked in. It was a buffet. You get what you gotta get. Thank you. And there was three. Everybody. Some people were upstairs. Some people were downstairs in the basement. Some people were outside, and some people were, you know, like and shout out to Nerd Rage Radio. They kept a podcast station open all day long. If you just walked into the room and you could talk with whoever you want to talk about, whatever you want to talk about. And
that's super cool.
They'll edit it out and throw it in our show. So if you guys don't know anything about Nerd Rage Radio, just hit them up. They have a couple of shows on YouTube, but just have iTunes and all your podcast needs for that. But we really had a good time, man. It was nice to see a lot of the members of the realm. That I don't get to see much. A lot of the members that I do see a lot because we are growing every day with all these meetups and whatnot. But I had a really good time, man. It was just great to get out of fucking New Jersey and just be with some friends, man, and family. I can't even call them friends. I would say more family, be with some family. So
very cool.
Good time.
Mitty, you, sir, how is it going out there, my friend, in the Mojave?
Oh, man, I got nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Zero.
Absolutely nothing. Nothing to give us, bro.
How is the campaign going? How is your political stance going on right now? Out where you're at, trying to, you know, get voters and win that election in your own house.
I'm not trying to do the house, man. I'm trying to do Cali, bring down these gas prices, man.
My man, that was a trick question. I like your answer.
Yeah.
You know what the fucked up thing was?
Is no like, traffic on a 405.
Tonight, you know, hey guys, tonight I was like, I threw out this link about an hour ago. I was like, where is everybody? And somebody said, I think Mitty is driving to the local gas station to steal the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, kudos to him, sir. That is what this podcast is.
That's devotion, man. That's devotion.
He is ready to shoot out and sit in the fucking Texaco parking lot.
My fucking connection sucks fucking balls, but I'm going to drive 25 miles to the next best Wi-Fi I can find.
Man.
Listen, I'm at McDonald's on a public Wi-Fi. I already got hacked twice.
Frogman, my friend.
What's going on?
You.
No, no, it's Frogmen.
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 No, like the Cobra Frogman.
Frogman is not Frogman.
Had to go with the harpoon and shit.
He's Frogman. He's Frogman.
Yeah, from Sea Hunt.
No, it's not even. It's Frogman. It just rolls off the tongue better. Frogman.
Okay, thanks.
That's what you know. This is the first time Frogman popped in the chat. Back in the, when it went on Enter the Realm, when we this is the first day we popped there. Like, hey, shout out to Frogman. And was this been Frogman since? That's how.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Well, I live in Laredo, Texas. I'm a construction inspector, dude. I'm a big fan of the show, a big fan of the Realm of Collectors as well. I'm a toy collector. I collect Mustangs, cars, you know. I collect vintage toys. I'm a mechanic.
Dude, if you would have said I collect Mustangs and then you were be like, I've got like 17 horses, I was about to be like, this dude is the legit. I collect Mustangs. I've got 17 horses. Like, that was about to be like, fuck, bro. We need to get the stagecoach going. But cars, get it.
He's got a stable. When you say you have a stable, we're not talking about records. Frogman's talking about, I got a stable of horses.
Word, that's badass. So you're a toy collector. Yeah. You collect cars. I like that.
Very cool.
And you got involved with Dust and some of these dudes from the Roma Collectors, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, definitely. I got involved with them. I actually caught one of the shows back in the day through another podcast, and I've been hooked ever since. And Dust has mentioned you all a lot in the past and your music, and I've heard. Most of your music, I believe I've heard all of it, and I'm a big fan of it. I do like it a lot.
Oh, I appreciate that.
What don't you like about it?
It only sucks.
Here comes the uncomfortable.
That'd be great if he was like, listen, bro, I'm really a fan of the skits.
All right. So we're going to make him uncomfortable. You like the music, but what don't you like about the music?
I'm just kidding, man.
No, I'm not. I'm throwing that.
I'm
putting him. I'm putting him on
like
the spot.
That guy Nathan's voice.
Yeah,
nah, man. Honestly, I can't really say that I don't like any of it. Like, gonna say like, oh, I don't like when Nate does this when he's rapping. I can't say that, man, because it's fantastic. It's very unique. It's something that no, very few people, almost no one does. No one raps about
somebody
it.
Writes this guy a check.
Yeah, right. You
know, everybody's,
I already have.
Everybody's rapping about their lives and other stuff, just the common stuff you see all the time.
Sure.
And when it comes to you all, it's like, wow, man, I've never heard anything like this ever in my life. So I can't really criticize it and nitpick it and say, nah, man, I don't like this. I don't like the beats. I don't like this. Nah, man, it's fucking fantastic, bro.
It's, nah, man, you know, it's awesome. And like, if there's something that you don't like, I'm cool to hear.
He fucking likes it all. Stop.
Yeah, relax. Relax.
What about when they hit him with that? Fuck, I'm in. You know, he likes to hit him with that shit. He'll drop the beat and be like, fuck, I'm in.
No, I would
Jumanji. I hate that.
I
hate it.
Oh, wow. Mitty hates something. Wow.
You don't like that? Really, Mitty?
Mitty's drinking.
I love that shit, man.
Mitty doesn't like that.
I think that's funny.
I love
it. No, I just brought it up because it's something funny. You've that's done it. A lot, so.
Oh, everybody's turning on Nate. It's turning on Nate time.
Hey, it won't be
together. We're turning on Nate.
It won't be the first time. Well, that's awesome, Frogman. I'm really glad
Frogman.
That you're on here.
Frogman.
Frogman. Okay, sorry. You're right. I'm going to get it. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. And we hope that we have a good time today on the show.
Yeah, man.
You know sure. feel free to jump into any conversation. Feel free to chime in. Do your, you know what I mean? You're in a seat on the show like any one of us. Yeah. So if you got something to say, say it, my friend.
I'll make myself at home, bro.
No filters.
From day one.
No filters.
From day one, he's been
no edits.
He's been a fan. He enjoyed it.
Yeah, Dust won't edit your shit.
Relax. I'm gonna edit that right now. I'm gonna edit you for the whole show.
You won't edit that shit, man.
Bro, if I'm wrong. All right, relax. If I didn't edit myself sounding like a fucking spastic retard trying to fucking figure out an acronym on the last episode because I was fucking retardedly drunk, why would I edit that?
Oh.
If I can't, I would, you know, I'm not going to do it. It's not going to happen. But, you know, Frogman, thank you very much because you've been a fan from day one. Every time I send you something, you know, I'm going to confess, I made leak a podcast here and there to some certain people to say, hey, this is what we're doing, some skits and whatnot. And he's always been on point. And for our first fucking guest, I'm glad it's you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much.
You know what? I'm even gonna. You know what? I was gonna save this for later in the show.
Oh God, here we go. Bring it on.
Save this for later. It's gonna save this for later in the show. But Frogman.
Frogman.
Frogman. Fuck off.
It's Frogman. Stop looking at his name. It's Frogman.
Frogman. Frogman. By default, has won the T-shirt contest.
Oh,
and listen, I'm gonna tell you why. Because nobody entered the T-shirt contest.
Are you serious?
I am fucking dead serious.
Wow,
not one entrant.
Where's
in our free T-shirt giveaway?
Where's so all your buddies all that you, listen to
hold
this?
Hold on, fuck off. Fuck all y'all.
Hulk Hogan ain't exactly popular now.
Frogman.
You got some bad press.
Frogman gets the Brother? Fucking.
What about Chuck?
Fucking,
I know Chuck's the
Cobra Law. Nope. Didn't enter.
Chuck
didn't
loves
enter.
Dude.
I know Chuck loves the show. Didn't enter. I don't know if people didn't enter because they were afraid they weren't going to win. But I see a lot of motherfuckers entering some random toy giveaway bullshit.
Yeah.
And we couldn't enter our T-shirt contest. So,
you know,
Frogman, my friend,
it's funny.
You
it's
get a free Cobra Law Mania T-shirt, sir.
Dude, I'm stoked about that, man.
Shirt. Not only do you get the Cobra Law Mania T-shirt, sir, you also get the limited edition. Came out 3 years ago. I've got like two or three left. Nathan has skill posters. You
all
get
right.
one. I'm gonna sign it to Frogman. You know
Frogman, Ian. Frog
Frogman.
M-E-N.
That's the one fucking time I said it right. Frogman. And you know what you're gonna you know what else we're gonna do? Because none of these motherfuckers entered my contest, our contest. Frogman, I am gonna pay for shipping. This poster is gonna go from Bo's house to fucking Mitty's house to
whoa,
fucking Dust's
bro.
House.
Wow.
We're all signing it. And I'm fucking
dude,
fronting the shipping charges. We're all signing it.
Fucking badass,
and
bro.
It's fucking Ka-ching. Coming directly to you.
$24.95. All
pure. Dude.
And there's one person listening to this podcast right now whose fucking face is turning red and he's shaking, he's angry, and that's my little brother. And he's like, what the fuck? I don't have a fucking, so you're getting one too, Chris. And I know that you didn't enter the contest. You didn't enter the contest because you were afraid everybody would think you'd be rigged if you won it.
My name in the kitty.
That's right. There's going to be two people on this planet with an all the Cobra Law Records team signed poster, and it's Chris Haskell and Frogman.
Dude, that's fucking sweet, man.
Damn it.
That's fucking sweet, man.
Hell, yeah. Well, you know what? Honestly, man, there's a few people out there, and there's a lot of fans out there. And Frogman, you got this, man. But I can't believe some people did not enter that. Wow.
Dude, like, nobody entered. Dude. Not one. Not one DM.
We are lit.
You know what? We honestly, our MP3
started
iTunes
from the bottom, still at the bottom.
Yeah, our iTunes, listens are a lot higher than our YouTubes. But wow.
I mean, listen, bro. I even put out the Instagram. I mean, listen, I wasn't even relying on just the listeners. I put it on my Instagram, and still didn't get it.
Well, your Instagram gets a lot of hits. And you got a lot of
maybe Bo should have done it. He's fucking booking gigs every week.
Shit.
He said, yeah, all of a sudden we get an email. Hello, I was the girl that struck bingo at
35
p.m. I'm 63 yeah. years old, and I'm going to send you my Depends.
Uh-oh.
Can you guys, can the Kobolev family sign my Depends?
Gertrude. Gertrude in the house.
Shout out to Gertrude. She's a good, she's yeah. dirty. Also, you know what I call her? Dirty Gertie. You know?
Dirty Gertie,
man. Gum job.
Oh, flirty from the back.
I hit Dirty Gertie from the back. You know, I'm definitely not looking at it from the front. All right, let's keep it. Shout out the Frogman in the house.
Yes.
I didn't reach my phone.
My weekend wasn't that great.
Oh, here we go.
Here I come to actually bring this
podcast. You know, everybody's all high. We're going great. The podcast.
That's right.
The podcast is fucking going forward, and they're like,
everybody's fired up, and I'm like, well, guys, I'm depressed. I mean, you know.
Shout out to Debbie Downer.
Just like Dust a couple weeks ago, your boy here has a bad tooth as well.
Mm.
I almost feel like we need to do a how's your teeth segment.
Oh, yeah. How did, you hit me up. How did that toothache shit work? Did it work?
It didn't work at all. Nope.
Didn't work at all?
Not at all.
Damn.
Bro. Oh, man. Didn't help you at all?
Nope. I'm telling you, bro, this weekend,
it's been 3 weeks and I'm good.
I know, dude. It must be a different, I don't know, because I don't know. I'm not a dentist and different I don't know issues, four out of five maybe. Of them. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But it didn't. I fucking sat this weekend and ate 37 Aleve and 12 Aleve pee. All I did this weekend was try to go to sleep because that's the only time
you put
hurt.
The cotton ball on the nerve.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. You need to fucking.
I know. I read the directions.
Indy.
throw
through the aisle. I'll give you the nerve.
Throw me the cotton ball. I'll send you the swab.
Damn cavity creeps.
So I went to the dentist. I went to the dentist today. And it was a crown that I had already had since 2013 or something. And what the problem is, I think, is that I might be grinding my teeth at night and not knowing it. And if that's the case, then you can loosen. Yeah, cue the clips. You can loosen.
Well, yeah.
You can loosen a crown, and it only takes a little bit. And then bacteria can get in there, and then it can cause an infection.
So it wasn't a bad. It wasn't a bad tooth. It was just a fucked up, old school.
Yeah, no, it was. It was infected. So what they have to do.
It was kind of like when you get body shop on your car, and shit gets underneath, and it rots it out.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So they have to pull my crown off, drill into the fucking tooth, and then
drunk
fucking
motherfuckers
put it back
out there.
On.
Oh,
God damn it.
Yeah, Thursday is going to kick ass.
$1,800. So anybody that's out there that wants a 5x10 signed poly black and white.
Ask for it on Thursday because I'm sure my fucking quotes on there will be great.
We're selling albums for $3.
If I'm signing shit on Thursday, it's going to be like, dear... You know, John Doe, brush your motherfucking teeth, Nathan Haskell.
Yep. Hard copies are now $3 because we need to fucking make some money.
We need dentist money.
Yeah, we need dentist money. Yeah,
fuck animation. I need root canal money.
Yep. Oh, man.
These fools are like new whips and chains, bands on stacks on stacks on stacks. I'm just trying to take care of the root canals.
We can't even get a fucking root canal up in this bitch. You know?
Yeah, this is fucking old man rapper problems. You know what I'm saying?
This is what happens on Cobra. Yeah.
California problem.
We need that. You know what? We need that animation on the arm because the money is going on the tooth.
Only in Cali. Good.
Oh,
yeah, good
geez,
job.
Are you good, man? The pain is.
No, it hurts. But I came home and smoked some weed and took some painkillers and. Stuff I hashtag wasn't prescribed.
Man, I've been on so much opiates this week, man.
Yeah. I'm single-handedly trying to continue the opiate crisis.
Yeah, yeah, my opiates are so fucking strong, I'm fucking constipated every day. Man, I can't shit for fucking days. And it's just it's for my panic disorder shit, man. It's just it's crazy, man.
This is where I expect Bo, fucking Mr. Don't Use a Q-Tip and Mr. Yeah. Let's a fucking cold right out, to just lean into the fucking thing and go, I haven't seen a dentist since I was 17. And I just and I just went recently, no cavities.
Yeah, nah.
All my boys are good.
Yeah, nah.
All my boys.
The last time I went to the dentist, I had 6 cavities. So
my dentist still puts cocaine on your gums to make it feel better.
I've been rescheduling my
rubber right here. Once.
It's awful. I hate it. Fear the dentist.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Nah, dog.
I'm with you, dude. Dude, I've spent so much money. This is not even any bullshit. I've spent so much money at the dentist over the last like 8 to 10 years.
Oh,
just
God,
on
crazy,
like
man.
Root canals and crowns and all that kind of shit. That this morning, so this shit hit me this weekend, right? So I'm in pain. I'm fucking trying to self-medicate. I'm in pain all fucking weekend. I didn't even call. I just showed up at that fucking office this morning at 9 o'clock when they opened. Okay.
It was
like 9:12, right?
Get
and I just, I show up.
Fucking thing out of my mouth. I've done
Bro,
that. Before.
No.
I've done that before, guys.
The receptionist stand up and they go, oh, hi, Nathan. They all fucking know me because I've fucking spent $10,000.
Yeah, because they bought your album.
Yeah, exactly.
Or not bought their album.
And I go in there and I like joke around and shit with them or whatever. So in the waiting room, I got there at like 9:12. In the waiting room is 3 other people that obviously got there at 9 o'clock when they opened for their appointments. And I roll in and I'm like, hey. And the lady, they're like, hey, Nathan. And I go, I know I don't have an appointment today, but I've got a dental emergency and my fucking tooth hurts and I need to see somebody to fix this like immediately. Like before joking me, someone. Right? Like, yeah, like I was before like laughing while I was saying it.
Before I shove a knife in someone's gut and kill them.
But I was right, laughing while I was saying it. And so the people in the waiting room are like sitting there and they're like looking at me like, what the fuck? I sat down and 2 minutes later, they were like, Mr. Haskell, you can come right in. And I fucking leaned over and looked at all the people in the fucking waiting room and just gave them a wink. I was like, that's right.
Give him the salute.
Would have been awesome if you had had like 3 or 4 albums to just drop on the coffee table in the waiting room. Just be like,
yeah, I'm sure
what's up? Bloom.
I come back in, I start signing unwanted posters and just signing them, throwing them around the fucking room.
He's signing a dental hygienist, December 2005 magazine.
Dude, so I go in there, they fucking, you know, give me the diagnosis, whatever, and I roll back out, and the same 3 people are still in the waiting room waiting for the dentist as I roll back out, and they were just motherfucking me, dude.
Did you strut?
Oh,
a
yeah.
Woo!
Homie, I leaned on the counter, and I was like, can you go ahead and fill me out one of those appointment cards for next Thursday?
Just bill me. Just bill me, baby. Woo!
Little do they know I've spent $10,000 in there, and that's why they fucking treat me like that. They're like, this motherfucker gives no fucks and doesn't floss. Get him right in.
Yeah. He's an up and comer. So I take it you don't have a good dental plan for you. No.
It's okay. I mean, I have bad teeth. That's the problem. It's not the dental.
But, you know, if you have bad teeth, it's good. But if you have a good dental plan, it's all right.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, my dental plan is it's below average, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, all right, it sucks.
Is there a dental plan? You don't sound too convincing, man.
There is a dental plan. I promise.
like for me, I don't pay anything.
I've had 7 root canals.
I could get a fucking a Statue of Liberty stuck up my ass that comes through my teeth.
And your dentist will fix that.
And it doesn't. I don't have to pay for it. I don't have to pay for it.
Put that Walmart cream on it.
Homie, if you get a Statue of Liberty shoved up your ass and you go to the dentist for it,
why do I have a tooth that came for 2 years and never done with it?
It must have came out your mouth.
Relax.
So deep.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Frogman, where are you at?
I'm right here, bro.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, man.
Frogman's all, right, so, all the intention tonight. Frogman.
Uh-oh.
Frogman, what topics do you have for us tonight?
What topics do I have for you all tonight?
Absolutely nothing. I didn't think
I thought we can do the continuation of your 70s Superman Lois Lane thing.
Ooh, see him segment?
I didn't even have to bring that up.
Yeah. Everybody give Frogman a fucking clap for that one. Man. Yeah. Holy shit.
Well, Frogman, I happen to have Frogmas here.
Wow.
Yes. Do my other slithery serpents have their list?
I hit Frogman up and I was like, you know what? We're going to be discussing what we talked about in the last episode. It was if you could replace Lois Lane in the 70s Margaret Kidder role, who would it be? And he was like, I don't know. I was like, well,
do your homework.
That's half the fun.
That's what I said. Do your homework.
Yes, that's half
figure
the fun.
Figure it out.
Okay, hold on. Let me get a piece of paper.
All right. Everybody got a piece of paper. For anybody that just started listening, we are replacing Margot Kidder as her Lois Lane role.
In the 1978.
In the 1978.
With other actresses from the same era.
Yes. Superman role. From actresses from her era.
Pen. Hold on.
TV. It doesn't matter if it's TV or it's movie. Any chick from the 70s.
You have a pen, Bo?
Now, yeah, man. Now, okay.
Oh, God.
Mitty, what are you doing, man?
Mitty, it didn't work last week.
It's not working this week.
Mitty, why are you getting muted? You do not know how. Mitty, do you not know what we do here? Do you not know what we do here now?
Okay, so Bo, here's what I need you to write down, buddy.
Right.
We're gonna kind of each one of us are gonna kind of run through our top five, give a quick synopsis of who's who. I just need you to write down if any of us have the same people. That way, at the end, we can come up with a definitive, top two or three based on what everybody's choices were. If everybody has completely different chicks, I think that's a win too. So whatever.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard. It's the 70s.
It is hard. You know what though? I'm not gonna lie. I'm pretty confident in my fucking list.
It gets to be like the Dean Martin roast.
I'm pretty confident.
You have a certain amount of people on the panel. You know what I mean? it's the Dean Martin roast. She's less like, oh.
All right, Dust. Why don't you kick us off?
What do you want? My first.
Let me ask you this: Are we gonna go around one at a time, or are we gonna go from person to person and give your all five?
We can go round one at a time, but we can't get off on tangents and have it take 30 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, I do know.
All right. I'm going to give you guys my five.
All right, cool. All right.
And it's on my phone and I got to see. And I got to see where I want to start because
you didn't organize them.
I'm all over the place, man.
No, listen. Hey, it doesn't have to be in order because we're gonna put them in order after everybody has done their thing.
Mine are in order.
Oh, I like it.
All right, and it matters on. You guys know I don't give a fuck, man. I'm just gonna be me, Barbie Benton.
Okay, who's Barbie Benton? I don't know who she is.
You know what? This is why I should be screen sharing it, man. I should be screen sharing it.
Well, no, because I wrote down one or two things that my people were in.
You have an iPhone. Just Barbie Benton. Okay. Pamela Hensley is my name. Do you know who Pamela Hensley was?
No.
Do you remember Buck Rogers, the 80s, the 80s series?
Okay, that's a great reference. Okay, yes.
Queen Amidala.
Yes, exactly. Yo, that's what I needed, right?
Yo, she had tits for days, man. Man, I was like fucking like 9. I was jerking off to her. Mary Lou Henner. Mary Lou Henner from Taxi.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, you remember her? She was from Taxi. Yeah, yeah. She had some tits galore. Do you see where I'm going with this?
I see.
I'm not mad.
You know what? Erin Gray did it. She could have got that. You know, she could have killed that. Erin Gray from Buck Rogers. Yeah, Erin Gray could have did that, man. She could have. Right. And Charo. Nobody thinks Charo could pull off a fucking. She may not have the hair for it, but you know she's.
I would smash Charo, but I don't think she could play that role.
You know what? I think I may have smashed Charo back. But there's my list. Right. Oh, you know what? You know what? Okay, I'm gonna do a consolation prize. A consolation prize is Shelly Hack.
I don't know who that is either.
You don't know Shelly Hack? She was a Charlie girl. Who's there? It's Charlie.
Charlie's Angels?
You know the only fact that I wanted to put her in this is because of her name, Shelly Hack. Shelly Hack. She gets hacked.
Okay.
Hacking. All right.
But, you know, no. Just she's with it. You know, Google that shit. She's a very good looking blonde woman. But there's my list.
Dust with the all obscure team.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are going to find. Dust. From.
Okay. You wait for my list.
I'm going to say
all right. Who's next?
Okay. All right. Mitty, you're next.
You know, listen, Charo legit was going to be my 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mitty, we have a conversation.
And maybe 5 would be Carrie Fisher.
I have Carrie Fisher as well.
Suzanne Summers.
Okay, all right.
Kind of get it. Okay, all right. So, and Charo.
And so you have Carrie Fisher, Suzanne Summers, and Charo twice.
Because, you know, the thing is, I was
looking up
all the gorgeous women of the 70s, and it just looked like I was going through a yearbook of
people. Nah, man, it was... Guys, I'm going to tell you right now, it was very hard for me to pick my list.
Okay, so many dope
fucking actresses from the 70s.
So right now, Bo.
Yeah.
Charo has to be on the list.
Yeah,
she's making the final cut because she's already have two.
I need a clarification. All right, for Mitty, I've only got 4 people. I've got Carrie Fisher, Suzanne Summers, and Charo.
And then Charo again.
And Charo again. Three Charos? Come on. Three Charos.
That's not real.
The dark horse.
That's not fair.
That's not real.
I didn't know I could just vote 5 times with the same person. All right,
but you know what? Hey, but you know what? That's so Mitty, and we like it.
I love it.
We're going to go to Frogman.
Frogman's list.
All right, man. I got Jacqueline Smith.
Ooh, nice.
I got Joanna Pennant.
Who?
Joanna
Pennant.
Pennant.
Where's she from?
Google it, man. I don't know. No.
Don't try to throw some dust game.
A lot of these girls come out like on TV shows. You know, they're not all Hollywood. Yeah.
Listen, Frogman and Dust are totally casting couch this fucking role.
I'm able to say Google it. Frogman, I wanted to hear some more.
Well, damn, dude, I don't know how to tell you.
Frogman, don't apologize for anything, sir. You continue your list.
When you throw an obscure name like Joanne Pennant right now, and I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, bro.
Pettet.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
No.
What is it? Brockman, who do you have next, Brockman?
What is it? What is it? Joanne?
Joanne. P-E-T-T-E-T.
E-T. E-T. Phone home.
Yes.
I'm sure that's what she's going to look like.
Petite.
She's going to look like a phone home.
Like a pet. She's going to look like a pet.
Well, man, she's not bad.
She's pretty, dude.
One of those blondes, you know. I'm fucking... She's, you know, it's a typical right. 70s blonde with long straight hair. I'm Roger Moore's next ass fuck on the moon. You know what I mean? That's what I get from that. Hello, I'm Roger Moore's next ass fuck on the moon. That's what I get from the 70s. Perfect.
Okay, Frogman, next.
Like the moon scene on Revenge of the Nerds? No. Okay. Kate Jackson.
Yeah. Wasn't she from Charlie?
She's on my list as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Hey, now.
And it's Kate.
All right, Mindy's muted. I don't know where the fuck that came from.
Okay, next.
Next.
Linda Day George.
Linda what? DeGeorge?
Linda Day George.
Who the fuck is that?
Huh?
Man, fucking Frogman's pissed.
No,
I'm not Googling it, bitch. Day?
Linda Day George.
I'm getting Faye.
Linda fuck, you guys Day. Are so missing the mark. I am about to knock this right out of the car.
You think so?
For yeah. real.
Yeah. Listen, you guys are the producers that are, you guys are just trying to get laid.
Linda Day George.
I'm trying to cast serious actresses.
Thank you.
Another blonde
this.
Bitch.
I love this. I like
blonde. I like blonde.
Hey,
you know what? I was gonna do to be funny was what? All blondes. All blondes.
I didn't like, pick that one were well blonde.
You know, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try to like, you know, maybe like something that I would really okay. like to see. You know,
I'll Shout give you my last one. I'll give you is Linda Carter, bro. That's it.
Oh man, yeah, but you know what?
Listen, Frogman, hold on.
There was no way.
I know, but listen, no, that's a fair woman for this thing.
Of course not, man.
Because what? if she got offered Lois Lane, maybe there's no Wonder Woman.
No, I think yeah. Wonder Woman was before Lois.
No, I think Wonder Woman's like 78, isn't Superman 77?
Oh, come on, somebody hit that Google.
Are they both 78?
Yeah,
they might be. Yeah.
Release date. Yeah.
You Google it. You got it. You got it.
I'm with it. I had to struggle to not use Linda Carter.
No, I couldn't. Because she was already implanted in my brain. it was straight jerk material beforehand, you know, like, yeah. If you're straight jerk material beforehand when I'm like seven, it's not
all right happen. Mr. Walker, sir, what is your list?
My number five was Sybil Shepherd.
Oh no.
She already played a journalist type character in Taxi Driver, right? Like that was right before.
You know what she did? Okay. Get that bone.
All right.
I'm with it.
Fair enough. Hey, I was going for realistic, man. I'm not trying
so
to like,
so
find the obscure lady I can bang on the casting couch, all right? I was trying to find legitimate actresses that could play the role. She was a journalist and Taxi Driver, god damn it. She plays the part. She knows she could be Lois Lane, all right? She's not just some nobody. She's not a hack.
Right? You know what? All of a sudden, I think Margot Kidder was the way to go.
All right. Okay, anyways.
Continue, Bo.
All right, number four, Terry Garr.
Oh!
From Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Young Frankenstein. All right.
Yeah, she got a close encounter.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, how about something that appealed to my Southern sensibilities? Catherine Bach. Daisy Duke.
You know what?
Daisy Duke.
I have her too. I have Daisy Duke as well, sir.
Daisy Duke. Yeah, come on, man.
I have her too.
All right. What about this? Left field right here. Adrienne Barbeau.
Dude, I had her on my list too.
Oh! Adrienne Barbeau, baby. Come on.
Who is Adrienne Barbeau?
Barbone.
Escape from New York, Creepshow. Our favorite Rodney Dangerfield.
Is Barbone.
Adrienne Barbone, baby.
Is that the black haired chick that looks old?
Yeah.
She looks old. She looks very old. Now. She is.
All right.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
All right. And then I had a two-way tie for my five, which was Carrie Fisher for obvious reasons.
Yep. I had her as well.
Yeah. And then, Kate Jackson. Which Frogman mentioned from Dark Shadows and Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, Charlie. Yeah. Kate Jackson, man. She got that brown eye, man.
Yeah, right. She definitely had the look.
Yeah, she get it.
But then I had a bonus round. This is not the most, this is not the best or the hottest Lois Lane. This is just straight the most, what I think would be the most outlandish Lois Lane. And that is Barbara Streisand for Superman, you have to save Metropolis.
I mean, you'll
save Metropolis.
I want to be with you, Superman. I want to be with you. Every time I look at Superman, I go look this way. I look this way. He's not there. He's not there. Oh, Superman.
If anybody that laughs at my impression,
you know fucking Barbara Streisand. So go fuck yourself.
Didn't she sing "Wind Beneath My Wings" as well?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
That also works for Superman.
My mom was a big music fan, and Barbara Streisand was one of those. And I used to walk into the house and be like, like singing some song like this, like it was like Morse code. I'd walk into the house like 7:40s in, and like I'm like 7:40s old, you know, fucking old English, and I'm like, I'm gonna walk the dog. All right, peace out. And my mom was, you know, the funny thing was that my mom was a drunk just like me, so it's just like I'm out, bitch.
All right, here is my list.
All right, here we go. The Nathan Haskell list. I'm glad this is taking so much time.
And I went with, you know, hype. I really put my finger on the pulse of 1978.
Sure, yeah. Pulse of Google. The Google was your pulse.
Okay. All right. How about Tyler Shire? Everybody, who was Adrienne? Maybe you remember her as Adrienne.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you remember her as Connie from The Godfather.
She had a
Corleone.
She had a gluten free.
She was almost on my list. She was very close to on my list. Yeah,
I think she. Yeah, she could have made it.
Lois Lane. She would make a good Lois Lane. She would.
Lois Lane would have to be a fucking sex pot, bro.
She could. You know what?
Be a regular.
She's a girl next door, man. Yeah.
He couldn't find her own lane in Rocky. The bitch was fucking Zadumani. She had a gluten free deficiency.
All right. How about this?
She's out of her mind.
How about Marion Jensen?
Who?
Who was the female lead from Battlestar Galactica?
Anybody. Jensen.
Battlestar Galactica, the OG 70 series.
Yeah, it wasn't what's her name?
Wow. Okay. All right. I'll continue. I had Carrie Fisher as well.
Drop her name.
It's Marion Jensen.
Marion.
I line up in that ass.
Jensen. She's the lead from Battlestar Galactica.
I get it.
lead
it
female.
Wasn't wow I it went from Marion Jensen to Deadly Reckoning.
Okay. All right. And then my last one, because I also had Carrie Fisher and I also had Catherine Bach, which is Daisy Duke.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a Diane Keaton.
Yeah. I thought about that as well.
Right? Thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
You have mom issues. I'm just saying. That bitch was 40 back.
That's
in the
a good
day.
Segue into my depression, Dust.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about. I'm still looking for Marion Jensen, man. I can't even...
just type in Battlestar Galactica female lead.
No, dude, I
couldn't do blonde chicks because Lois Lane is a brunette.
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, it was hard because you know what. When you go back and look at, like, you Google, like, 70s actresses, gorgeous actresses, hot actresses, they're
actresses
all blonde.
That can
they're
actually all blonde. Act all like blonde. I did.
I looked up, like, the...
They're
like,
all blonde. And everybody that's brunette or black hair
like
or
the best brown
hair
of the decade.
They're very timid.
And looked at the lead actresses.
They're very timid, and you're like, you know what? Yeah, that's not what I want.
No. That's not what I want.
Oh, well, do you want to know who won? Do you want to know who won? What the numbers
Charo?
Are?
Charo.
Obviously, Charo wins. Charo wins with 4 votes. Carrie Fisher was a relatively close second with 3 votes.
Got it.
And then we have a 2-way tie for 3rd between Kate Jackson and Catherine Bach.
So, you know,
nailed it. Man,
I would pay. Why are we? What's still going on here? Is he talking? Is he talking or just doing?
I don't know.
Are you talking or are you just doing voice sounds?
That was good. That was good. I like that.
You know what? If I had a titty fuck someone, it'd be Charles. I'd pay money for that. I really would pay money for that.
Jesus.
I like that when Dust went through how he was looking these actresses up, he was like, you know, you look like up 70s
dude,
actresses.
I spent a lot. I spent some time.
Hot actresses.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, yo, guys, I'm really taking some time.
The actresses.
Man.
Pearl necklace recipients.
I spent some time. All right.
I like it.
All right, man. You know what? This is great, man.
It's good.
We had a discussion on the last show, yes. And now we're following up. That's great.
You see, yeah, it's a callback because you know what? We give the people what they want, Dust. You know that. We give. Listen, and you know what? I know what they don't want, and that's free T-shirt giveaways. That's what they don't want.
Now we know. Now we know.
Now we know.
And Frogman is.
No, he does that.
Frogman wow. entered, and he didn't even know he entered by coming on the show.
Well, he didn't even know. Wow.
He didn't even know. All right,
you're kicked off.
Enter the Frogman.
It's on the Rumble Collective YouTube channel. Monday night, 8:30 p.m. What do you got first? All right, now. Let's shake it off.
Listen.
Everybody, shake it off. Shake it off. Listen. Shake off the negative energy, all right?
All right, listen. Real quick, I do have to take a piss, and it's going to take me like a minute, so I need you guys to just figure it out here for a minute.
Oh, God, that's fucked
okay,
up.
Do it.
Yeah. God.
We'll be back after these messages.
Ba-ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-ba-bum.
Yes.
Ba-ba-ba-bum.
Mini-minute, man.
Is this the mini-minute? Mini-minute.
I got a question for Frogman.
No, we're doing the mini-minute.
Oh shit! My bad. God damn it! Well, I can. Hey, look, I can ask this question anytime.
Nate's back. I'm just joking. Mini, you got a mini minute for us?
I actually don't this week.
No, of course he doesn't. All right, back to Bo.
Hey. Frogman, for the people that are listening. Oh shit!
And you know what? You're fucked. There's no mini minute this week. You fucking missed your fucking window. You're on timeout.
How'd that go?
Awful.
Don't ever leave us again.
All right, Bo is
never allowed to leave.
Vinny, I'm sure nobody got a word in.
He didn't have a minute, and all of a sudden he got a minute.
I tried it. It
was awful.
You know, don't go to the bathroom anymore. Just
hold that shit.
Get a fucking bucket.
Just hold it next time.
Okay. All right. So,
all right, well, no. All of a sudden.
We're going to do it. We're going to do a dealer's choice here.
Relax. Bo had a question for Frogman.
I did have a question for Frogman I wanted to ask.
Yeah. Sure.
Because for the people listening, they don't know that we do this video chat and we can see each other while we're doing it. And so I know you're a collector, and yeah. I see a ton of Captain America shields in a lot of the figure casings behind you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I am.
Did you know Bo?
I see all them Captain America shields. And so I'm just curious, man, like, is Captain America a favorite, or do you have particular figures that you collect more than others, or, you know, what's kind of your focus, I guess, is the greater question there?
Well, my focus is no focus. It's just what I like, bro. I'm a big fan of Captain America, dude. I'm a big fan of Flash and of
right
course,
on.
Batman, dude. Who the hell doesn't like Batman?
For real.
As for the Transformers,
Joker.
You know, I take a page out of Brian's book, bro. I'm a big Prime guy.
Yeah.
And then second to that, I'm a big Seekers fan, dude. So I have a shitload of Seekers.
Fuck, dude.
I love the airplanes. I have Lightyears. I have all this. I have a lot of the older third parties and all the Hasbro stuff. You know, I got.
Are you in on the Make-Toy Seekers? You in on those Make-Toy Seekers?
Well, just real quick, just super quick. I love the way they look, man. They look awesome. But I have to go with Dust when it came to the complaint on the wings. They were too thin, the waffles underneath. Dust, you know. I don't like that. Well, he might be in for the cone head.
He's like, I need something new.
But as for that, just real quick, yeah, the Make-Toy ones, I love the way they look, but the wings bother the hell out of me, at least the bottom part. But other than that, they're beautiful figures, dude. But yeah, man, to answer your question, yeah, I'm a big Captain America fan. I have the Marvel Selects on this side, some more on the bottom.
Yeah, very
the
cool, dude.
School comic version, so yeah.
Dude, it's super impressive, man. Super impressive looking collection, dude.
Yeah,
appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Very much.
He's a big vintage guy also, man. He likes to, what do you do? Yeah. You like to,
it's the old,
refurbish some old shit, you know?
Yeah, well, I do a lot of the old Ertl 13-inch figures. Like, everybody remember the Fog guy?
Uh-huh. Do any of us remember the Fall Guy?
I do restorations on the same Ertl figures on the vehicles. They're 13-inch. Like, this is a General Lee. I'm going to customize.
Yeehaw!
There were several.
You have the General Lee, and you didn't vote for Daisy Duke to be in the fucking host.
Shout out to Catherine, back that ass up.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I would fuck that ass all day long.
No, I didn't put her on my list. She wasn't my Lois Lane, man. She was my Daisy.
Yeah, right. I guess
she was my Daisy Duke, bro.
I was thinking about it like when I was thinking about putting her on my list. I was like, how funny would like a really Southern Lois Lane have been? Like where she was like, oh my God, Clark, you guys, for real though. Oh my God, Jimmy, Clark, please come out, y'all. Oh my God. Like how funny would that? And then I was like, what about like Olivia Newton-John? She was super popular
about that
at the time, but like then you got like an Aussie Lois Lane where she's like, hey. Hey, Superman, why don't you come down, fly down here and give me tingly's a jangle? What do you say?
I've seen one of those in Perth, in Melbourne, Brisbane.
I mean, I feel like there's a niche for like gimmick Lois Lanes. Yeah. Like, I'd be
okay with that. Hard, man. You know, I know we all went for some fucking really good fucking. you know, like eye candy, but you know, yeah. I guess
no one went for Grace Jones.
Bargain is just, you know, I went for Pam Grier, but I was like, yeah, I don't want to be that guy. I went for Pam Grier. I'm like, yeah, I don't need to explain that one because there might be some sensitive. There might be some sensitive motherfuckers out there. 70s, there's a lot of sensitive people in the 70s.
All right. Listen, I'm going to give you guys a little dealer's choice here.
Frogman. I'm just saying.
I'm going to give you three headlines or topics, and you guys can choose which one we're going to discuss.
All right. Cool.
All right. You ready? First one is Texas man sentenced to 50 years for stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas.
Okay.
These are all true stories.
How is that?
Were they hot?
Yeah.
No.
That's a real story. It's a real story. And we can discuss it, and I'll give you more information if that's chosen.
All right.
Fair enough.
Hi. No, what's...
All right, Texas man sentenced to 50 years for stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas.
$1.2 million.
Okay. The second one is court rejects Romanian's man claim that he is, in fact, still alive.
Alive. Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay, yeah. All right.
You're going to court trying to convince him he's alive. You fucking right in front of him.
Jesus but Christ.
He's dead?
That's a real thing. That's a no, he's really alive.
Do you have answers for some of the questions I might have? All right.
Yes, I have these.
Yeah, I got answers, too. Yeah.
And Indiana Brinks truck releases hundreds of thousands of dollars on the highway.
No.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That money was everywhere.
I'm getting Indiana real quick.
So which one of those three would you guys like to discuss? And you know what? We're gonna give this decision to Frogman.
Yeah,
there you go.
He's the new guy in the mix.
Frogman, listen, I know you're from Texas, bro. Don't be intrigued by the fajita story right off the bat.
Jesus Christ.
No, I want to know who's going.
Frogman's like, fajitas?
Fajitas?
Yeah.
That's a Southwestern dish, sir.
Who the hell's throwing a big-ass party, man? And I wasn't invited. Is that
the one?
Nah, man, I'm interested about the Brinks truck. What the fuck happened there?
The Brinks truck.
Yeah.
So, we've got an Indiana.
I'm doing the universal sign for piss.
I'm pretty sure marijuana was involved.
You got to pee? Do you want us to wait, Dust? Do you want me to
wait? No. I got you.
We'll wait.
I can hear you.
We can wait.
No, I can hear you when I piss.
We can wait. I have something else to chat about while you go.
All right. Fuck you. I'm going to piss in my pants.
No, man.
Wow. He's afraid to leave the microphones now.
No.
He's afraid to leave the microphone.
See the look
now.
On my face? I got the dust mites look right now.
Are you ready? Dust, are you going to go piss?
No.
He's pissing right now. He's got his fucking under the table.
Hold on.
Dust, you going to go?
I'm good. No, okay, keep going. Okay, sorry, right. Nate. I didn't mean to.
You don't need to be sorry. We're willing to wait.
Welcome to the sorriest podcast. Talk about sorriest motherfucking things.
Okay, so in Indiana, a Brinks truck, a Brinks truck was driving down the highway, and one of the drivers, two people that are in there. Did not latch the rear door correctly.
That's a shame.
And so on the highway, bags were falling out of the Brinks truck and literally spilt over $150,000 all over the highway.
I don't believe it.
And no, it's true. You can look it up. And people were stopping in traffic and getting out and trying to collect all of this money.
Make it shit, rain.
I would have done the same shit, bro.
Hell yeah! Wait, was this, so
So I have a couple questions as well.
Uh-huh.
My first couple questions are, who gets, I mean, listen, obviously somebody's getting fired. There's no way you keep said job.
Oh, really?
There's no way you keep
camera scope up their ass.
Right.
You ain't never fucking working again, son.
Right. Man. So here's the other things. How are these bags not locked? It's not like they're like fucking, you know, a plastic bag that you get at the grocery store filled with money that just fly. Like, I know what some of these fucking bank bags look like because I got to get them for the movie sometimes, and they all have locks on them.
Yeah. The big fucking zipper and.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So.
Yep. Code 7.
This seems like an inside job.
If you're ever in a supermarket and they say code 7, you know, code 7 is they're picking up the money drop from the cash office.
Yeah, and it's a big deal. This seems way inside to me. Like, oh, I forgot to latch the shit. Oh, and I forgot to latch the shit. What you going to do? Fire me, dog?
Fine. So it sounds fake. It might be not.
No, it's real. There was a real news story. Trust me, I researched this. I wouldn't bring up anything on this podcast that is fake.
We're not fake news here on the podcast. Fake news.
This is real.
And they show money floating around in ponds, nearby ponds off the freeway and shit.
This is real.
We want to get more followers and we want to make some. So, you know.
This is real and fact checked by one source.
And who's that?
Who's that source?
It was the first one I clicked on.
That was
when I saw video.
On an Apple computer.
Okay, Bo. I feel like you have some questions about this story, my friend. How about this? Would you stop if you were to get some of this cash on the side of the road and you swooped up on it and picked it up? Are you stopping to grab it or are you just driving by?
Ah, shit, man. I'm probably stopping and grabbing it, man. Like,
yeah, I think you have to.
You got to, yeah. Like maybe it's how I was raised. I don't know. The good person in me wants to say no. I'll pick it up and I'll return it to the people driving the bus or the van, and I'll be like, you dropped this. But that is way too honest. Nah.
I'm looking at Bo's eyes. Bo's eyes are fucking hell. Bo is fucking lip.
Listen, when Bo said my pappy always told me.
Pappy.
That's like as a seven-year-old, I picture Bo's dad. They're out there fishing in the local creek. You know, they don't say creek, they say crick. Right?
Yeah.
And they're out there fishing. They're out there fishing.
God damn it.
They're throwing their bobbers in the water, and Bo's dad just looks down at little Bo and he goes, "Son, if a Brinks truck.
It's all about the Nightcrawler.
Ever dumps money out on the highway. You stop for that, son." And little Bo just looking up and the sun's glistening, and now he equates fishing with bank heists. It's a really weird thing.
It is.
But his pappy always told him.
Make some noise for pappy, man.
And the sad part is, you could be there collecting the money for like 10, 15 minutes, loading your car up with money, and you still only could buy 6 gallons of gas in California with it.
And that's the mini mileage minute.
how many gallons can you get?
all right, real quick, because I was for sure this one was gonna win and it didn't, so I want to talk about it anyway. You're gonna get a twofer. You're getting a twofer here. We're running a little long and it's okay because we got Frogman here.
Frogman's in the house. Shout out to Frogman.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to the love for Frogman.
Oh, it's okay.
Frogman.
Frog man.
We're going to talk about the gentleman that stole $1.2 million worth of fajitas.
Thank you. God damn it. That's the one I had questions about. Fucking shit. Yeah. Fajitas? Yeah. God damn.
What's really going on?
Like we're not going to
talk. What's really going on?
How do they measure? How do they measure records of dollars and fajitas?
How you can buy a record or purchase one of our albums. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the guy that stole how many?
$1 million worth of fajitas.
Wow.
That's a shit. Wow. That's a shit load of cows, man. That's a shit load of cows.
You only get it here.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
No, Frogman, you're severely underestimating it. It's not cows. These are pre-made fajitas, my dude.
Wow, that's a lot of food.
This is like fajitas ready to rumble. It's not like you got to start with some steak and then add peppers. These are wrapped, packaged fajitas. $1 million worth.
These are pre-made fajitas. Missiles.
All right.
They sound horrible.
A Texas man. And actually, Frogman, you might know him. He's a Texas man.
Okay. You may know this dude.
His name is Gilberto Escamilla.
He knows him.
Okay, do you know
him? even if you don't know him, you better know him.
No, this is a serious question. Frogman, do you know where San Benito is?
San Benito?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, must good. It's not in your part of Texas.
All right.
You don't have to worry about the fajita man.
Texas is the biggest state, man.
Okay. And Gilbert Escamilla in San Benito, Texas, in 2017, he was employed at the juvenile detention center. Okay? It was discovered that he had been placing orders for fajitas using county funds and then selling them for his own profit since 2008. He was served a maximum fine of $10,000 on top of the $1.2 million he was ordered to pay back for the rest of the fajitas.
Jesus Christ!
Okay, hold on. It doesn't stop there.
What?
Got that penitentiary fajitas, son.
Okay.
Get in my belly.
According to the Herald, Escamilla's scheme unraveled after a delivery driver pulled up at the detention center to give the kitchen employees a heads up that an 800-pound delivery of fajitas had arrived.
The
employees immediately thought the delivery driver to be suspicious because the miners at the detention center that he worked weren't served fajitas. However, the delivery driver insisted that he'd been delivering fajitas to the detention center for 9 years.
You got too excited, bro. You ordered too much.
Okay, real quick before we discuss it. After being arrested and his house searched by police, where packages of fajitas were found in his refrigerator.
Jesus Christ!
He must have had some freezers too, man.
Who knew?
This was his official statement. It was selfish. It started small and got bigger and got out of control. It got to the point where I couldn't control it anymore.
What the fuck do you mean?
You mean to tell me there is a fucking fajita fiends running out there, like hitting them up, like, dude, I gotta get more of these fajitas, bro. You gotta keep putting them. You gotta keep pumping the block with fajitas.
Put the fajitas down, son.
Shit, man.
People barbecue here every day, man. Yeah. Shit, you got restaurants and shit selling fajitas like crazy.
But
man.
I mean, think of the bro, and think
that's
of
what
the,
happens what, when you don't give your employees a fucking raise, man. They start stealing shit.
He wasn't even in a big city. He wasn't even a big city. So, like, you would think you would know the guy slanging heavy fajita weight out of his fucking garage.
Nah, he's doing that shit in the underground, bro.
Bro,
he wouldn't
nine years.
He wouldn't know, bro.
He wouldn't know.
Probably had an 800-pound girlfriend he was feeding. I mean, come on. Man. You got to take care of the girl, you know? Some people like a big, some, you know, I right, man.
Yeah, like a big, man.
Pushing for the cushion or whatever they say.
Just want to know I just want to know where in the fajita game is it so out of control that you can't stop stealing it?
Man, the only thing I can think of, man, is you're selling it to like small mom and pop restaurants and shit and giving them a good deal. So
sure,
once they got,
you
know.
Right. But like, but it's not like they're coming after him to break his legs, dude. He's just like, I don't have the hookups on the fajitas anymore. Like, I don't understand how it gets out of control. That's I don't know, man.
I guess the guy didn't want to get a second job or something, man. He wasn't making ends meet or something. You know, that's pretty fucked up going to jail for fucking fajitas, dude.
Right, dude? Dude's already in jail. He's gonna do 10 years.
Yeah, nah.
What? Not what?
Not worth it.
No.
Fajitas?
No.
Nah.
I hope he ate some of that shit because he ain't gonna be getting fajitas.
Goddamn!
I'm telling you that right now.
I hope they were great fajitas. That's...
Nate,
could you imagine though? His fucking wife probably like fajitas again, huh?
Hey Nate, have you ever been to El Cholo's on Western?
Yes.
Man, if you had their shrimp fajitas, you'd
do it. Bomb. That whole restaurant is bomb.
Yeah,
shout out to them.
Kill them all. Fucking some shrimp fajita. Stab
Dust.
In the
are you my man? Dust is just
fucking shrimp.
Sleep. Where? The fajitas. We put Dust sleep with the fajitas.
that Mexican shit put me to sleep.
My dude, we know you. We know it's been a long day for you, my dude. We get it. Once again, we appreciate the fact that the dudes on the East Coast. Bo, Dust, Frogman, kind of. You're like mid.
Frogman!
Frogman!
In now.
This has been a fantastic episode. Let's go ahead and do our round robin to end the show, everybody. Bo Walker, what would you like to plug, sir?
I would just like to say you can find me at Bometheus on Instagram and Facebook, and hopefully I'll have some new fun content coming out soon, but you know, I've had real world shit going on, and it's a beautiful blend. It's a beautiful blend. The two of those things often colliding, and that's what makes often the most fun.
We're glad that you can come and we're glad you can come and spend some laughter with us, my friend.
Yeah, beautiful man.
Blend was my
it's been a good time, man. I've had a great time. I love you guys.
Mitty, sir, what would you like to plug?
I would like to plug Charo. It's not her now.
Fucking Charo.
Goddamn
right.
Oh, man. Charo had tits for days.
But if you like the robot pictures, got a bunch of them new robot pictures.
It's 2018, and I still jerk off to fucking Charo's tits.
God damn!
I can still pull a tug.
Bo's like, nah, dog. Nah, that's bullshit, dog. That's bullshit.
I really can. I really can.
I'm gonna need verification. It's the right, kind of.
Dust Mites. What would you like to plug, sir?
Yo, what's up? My name is Dust Mites on Instagram, Eddie Does Mites in the Facebook groups. Shout out to the Roma Collectors. We are a group of fucking fellow collectors that like to do and chill with us. Watch our shows, Out to the Realm. Shut the fuck up, Mitty. It's my time.
Hey, you're living your motherfucking title. I know, man.
I'm done. I'm just gonna go into like. What was the Seinfeld guy? Marvin Melfi? Whatever.
Continue, Dust.
Yeah. But shout out to everybody that's listening to us on the Cobra Law podcast. We're really doing it. We have a good time. It's good stuff.
Frogman, how do you feel as our first guest, sir?
Frogman's done. Never happened.
Never happened.
Frogman!
I feel very happy and excited to be here, dude. Thank you all for having me on the show.
Word.
I'm very fucking grateful, man, that you all invited me on here, man. And it means a lot to me. Thank you very much for the shirt and the autograph posters. That is fucking awesome, dude. I'm really looking forward to that shit.
First guest, man.
You know,
man.
Dude, so thank you very much, guys. You know, I really enjoy listening to our show, bro. And it's fucking phenomenal.
Tell a friend.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Definitely.
Name is Nathan Adskill. You can catch me on all social media platforms at Nathan Adskill. But if you really want to get in contact with me, Instagram is probably the best place. Buy hard copies, buy shirts, not the fucking Hogan shirts, assholes, because nobody fucking participated in my free shirt giveaway. So if you put in for a Hogan shirt prior to today's show, I got you. If you didn't, you missed out. Brother, what? We should do a fucking shirt that's fucking Charo Law Records.
Yeah. What about the titties, bro? What about the titties, bro?
I'm mad.
You know what? She was like 60 and I was still fucked that bitch.
All right, everybody. With that said, farewell. From the Frogman Dome.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Damn, dude.
Nice, man.
Thank you guys for having me. The Froggy Dome.
Thank you for being a fucking supporter.
Yes, thank you very much, my friend.
Dude, thank you for having me, man. It was fucking awesome.
Of course.
Awesome, dude.
Enjoyed it.
Good really stuff. Enjoyed. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to go have some food. I love you guys.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fuck you. That's how we end it off. It's always going to end on a laugh. So we always have to end on a laugh.
Fuck you.
Yep. We always need to end on a laugh. You know.